While the vast majority of Americans live in urbanized areas, the vast majority of the United States is classified as rural. 72% of our nation's landmass is rural, and on the order of 46 million people live there. Serving that community is the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and in particular, USDA's Rural Development Agency. Its head, Ann Hazlett, and its Ohio leader, Dave Hall, join Farm Bureau's Yvonne Lasisco to talk about rural challenges and opportunities today on Town Hall,
Ohio. This is Town Hall, Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall, Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall, Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
We are very honored to have as our special guest this week Ann Hazlett, Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She is a native of our neighboring Indiana, has served the ag committees in both the U.S. Senate and House, was Indiana's state ag director and their lieutenant governor's chief of staff. She is a graduate of Kansas State University, the Indiana University School of Law, and has a master's from the University of Arkansas. Dave Hall is our state director for rural development here in Ohio. Dave is a native of Millersburg, served as a county commissioner, and spent 8 years as a member of the Ohio House of Representatives, where he was heavily involved in agriculture and rural issues. And also joining us today without her full pedigree is Yvonne Lasisco, Vice President of Policy for Ohio Farm Bureau. Madam Secretary, welcome to the show and welcome to Ohio.
Thank you for having me.
Dave, welcome into the studio.
Good seeing you again.
And Yvonne, glad you can come back with us.
Thanks for letting me come back.
So, as I mentioned to you, Secretary, before we went on the air, this is a show that largely non-farmers listen to. So let's just begin with, what's USDA? What's the Department of Agriculture? What's its mission?
Well, our core mission is pretty simple. Under the leadership of our Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, we are here to be a partner to local leaders to increase prosperity in rural communities.
And Dave, give us a little bit about the mission of rural development in Ohio and nationwide.
In the mission, basically, pushing rural prosperity in the area and reaching out partnerships. I mean, partnerships are a big issue, and we have an IPI plan, where we look at innovation, partnership, and then infrastructure. And those are things as we reach out of discussing in roundtable meetings, who are our partners and who are potentially new partners as we move forward in rural development.
Most of the time folks joke about, well, they're here from the government and they're here to help and so on down the line. But I know in farm circles, Yvonne, it's pretty common for farmers and agencies like rural development and all of the federal agencies to work pretty closely together.
They do. I mean, and our farmers really look to USDA in terms of rural development, in terms of the strength of our local economies. All the programming that they're doing is there to help strengthen our economies, to help us find our jobs, to help us find the housing. We're going to get into all of that, but they're a true partner.
So I stole a bunch of notes from the USDA website, Madam Secretary, including strategic goals for the Department of Agriculture. I couldn't help but notice that one of the top ones on there is to make the program delivery efficient. As you look at USDA's interaction with farmers and communities across the nation, where are some things that we can get the most bang for our tax buck?
Well, our Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, is a lifelong businessman, and he is very focused on who is your customer, what are their needs, and how do you meet them. And so we have a lot of opportunity in the department to ensure that we are, as we're working alongside community leaders in small towns and places just like Ohio, to ensure that we know what their needs are and that we are meeting them in an efficient and effective way.
So another goal is to maximize farmer opportunities. What are you looking at there at USDA?
Well, in the rural development space, we know that infrastructure is such a key component to prosperity in these places. And for farmers, that might mean better roads to help them get their products to market. It might mean improvements to a rail line that can help them move their grain out of a place like Ohio to the river. We also increasingly recognize that access to high-speed internet is so important to helping farmers access markets, but in addition to making the communities in which they live and they want their families to come back, a place that has quality of life and has modern amenities. And so that is a high priority for us at this time.
So farmers are business people, but they are also environmentalists. And I know one of the USDA goals that's spelled out is sustainable resource use. Talk to us a little bit about that philosophy that you can be profitable in agriculture and not be the source of ruination to the environment.
Well, we often say that farmers are the first environmentalists. They know the importance of protecting that and preserving that resource base for their use to keep their land productive, but also for the future generations that they want to see continue in this way of life and this business. And we have many tools to do that at USDA, and it's a priority for our secretary. He's a longtime supporter of conservation, understanding how important it is to take care of the land so that the land then takes care of you. And that is something that we are looking how to maximize not only our programs, but how can we partner with the private sector? We have so many opportunities, other people that want to preserve these resources, and how do we do that together?
Ann Hazlett is assistant to the secretary at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She runs the Rural Development. I keep saying agency. That's not officially it, but I hope I can use that shorthand today. Yvonne, Ann was just mentioning this. We were talking about the sustainability, the co-goals of productive farming and a clean environment. And man, that's certainly on the minds of a lot of Ohio farmers these days.
It sure is. Water quality is of those environmental concerns, I think water quality is the biggest one right now. We look at Lake Erie. We have so many farmers who are engaging in good conservation practices, who are taking a look at what they're doing on their land and deciding what are the decisions I want to make here in terms of the future so that next generations can take this land on, so that it can be a viable, sustainable farm, but also be an important component to making sure the water is clean.
Dave, I want to ask just a mechanical question here. Of course, you're the head of a federal agency for the state of Ohio. So how does that collaboration work? What's kind of the process of when Secretary Perdue says, let's get something done, and his assistant, Ann Hazlett, says, well, this is the way to do it. And then she calls Dave Hall and says, here's how it works. So walk us through a little bit about that coordination process.
Fortunately, Joe, is communication's great. I mean, we have that from my boss and the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. That's important right away. My job as a state director is to communicate and give leadership to my state office and then my four area offices that are spread out throughout Ohio. And the directive of making sure that we have boots on the ground right away. And when we have a challenge, we go ahead as a staff, and I have a seasoned staff in Ohio. As most people know, as I've traveled all 88 counties just recently. And you know, boots on the ground are important because those relationships are built. And so they are career people who are going to take on those goals that our leadership has asked us to do. And it just works out seamlessly in the process of being able to put forward the ideas and goals of our leadership.
And you, I wanted to ask about one of the other goals, the mission of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And it seems like this is would just be common knowledge, but we probably should touch on the fact that one of the goals is safe, affordable, nutritious food. As your day-to-day decision-making process on a variety of issues moves forward, how is it impacted by that desire to make sure we've got the best food supply in the world?
Well, in the rural development area, we have resources to contribute to that important goal, really, again, through infrastructure. We know that in order to get that food that's produced in rural communities out to market, and in order to have access to technology, precision agriculture, as we're talking about the environment. We know that the adoption of precision agriculture helps so many farmers continue to be good stewards of the land. All of those things take infrastructure to make possible in a community, and that's why that's a core focus for us as we contribute to that goal.
So virtually every day in the business page and sometimes the front page of the newspaper or TV news, there's always an economy story. And depending upon who you listen to and what your measurement of good or bad is in the economy, things are not bad around the country in general. How about rural America? As you travel the country for meetings like this, how do you assess the state of the rural economy nationwide and even here in Ohio?
We know certainly that there are some challenges in particular commodity sectors at this time, and I see those stresses as I travel, but I also see a lot of opportunity, and people are optimistic about the important role that agriculture will continue to play in their community, and they're really looking to us as a partner to come alongside them and provide those pieces, whether it's infrastructure or access to outlets for innovation. What are those pieces that they need, not just to farm today, but to keep their families in this business in the future?
We're going to learn more about this, but Dave, you're more than just an agency, rural development, more than just an agency serving farmers, rural communities. So you said you've been to all 88 counties already. What are you seeing out there? Same story, some good spots, some not so great spots.
Well, as you know, and many, we have a great state. You know, as I travel, we have opportunities as we've held these partnership roundtable meetings throughout the state. We're seeing a lot of, I say, new partners that we maybe have not dealt with before. So we first wanted to see who else we can bring to the table. But in the same boat, we have existing partners and a long-standing relationships that we've that's been built over a period of years. And those relationships allows us to go into a room and say, okay, what's your issues? And sometimes in rural development, we are the lead on issues, lead on maybe funding, but sometimes we're just basically bringing people together and saying, you need to talk to this person or you need to talk to that person. When I first onboarded my first day of the job, a directive I had as a state director was to when people call us or when we reach out to people, first thing we're going to do is there must be a concern out there. We understand that. But if we cannot fund them, we're not going to turn our back and walk away. We're going to say, we know an entity will bring you together. We're going to bring the whole team together to see how we can get you moving in the right direction. If that's a community or that's a business or whoever it is, if it's infrastructure, if it's anything in the, it's all of the above, and our great secretary here, and when she says all hands on deck, it means all hands on deck. But when we're out there, is that relationship we've built or building are going to bring other people to the table. And no one entity nowadays can do it all. So what we're doing is seeing how we can fit into the relationship and allowing these communities to prosper, allowing the challenges that we may have in infrastructure. We're going to be out there and we're going to be partnering.
We're going to continue our conversation with our very special guest, Ann Hazlett, Assistant to the Secretary of Agriculture. She heads up the rural development activities at USDA. Dave Hall, the State Director, Yvonne Lasisco from Farm Bureau. We'll all be back right after this. Appropriate tune for a Hoosier and involved in rural America, but our guest is Ann Hazlett, Assistant to the Secretary of Agriculture. She runs the Rural Development Agency at USDA. Dave Hall is with us. Dave is the Ohio Director for USDA's Rural Development. Yvonne Lasisco is our Vice President of Public Policy. We are tickled to death, Ann, that you would take the time to be with us. I almost say unfortunately, though, the reason you are here, after our recording of the show, you are going to be participating in a roundtable discussion about the opioid crisis in Ohio and across the nation. Tell us a little bit about what USDA is doing in this whole drug abuse in rural America space.
Well, we know that no corner of our country has gone untouched by this issue, but rural America has been particularly impacted. And at USDA, our core mission is really to increase rural prosperity. And so when we look at achieving that goal and contributing to that effort, we cannot talk about rural prosperity without looking at this issue with the impact that it's having on quality of life and economic opportunity in so many small towns. So our role in this, this is a high priority for the Trump administration. It's really an all hands on deck effort. And so our contribution is really to be a partner to local leaders as they build grassroots solutions to this issue that will work in their community. And we're doing that really through a number of resources that we have, through building partnerships, and then driving innovation through the adoption of model practices. And so opportunities like I have today to learn from the things that have begun on the ground and are working in Ohio is why I'm here.
It's got to be tough to get out into rural parts of America, generally upbeat people, salt of the earth people, and to find this horrible challenge facing them. And any stories that come to mind where you've had these conversations already that just kind of drive home for you how important this is? Do we get a handle on this?
Yes, I have seen this issue on the front lines and in many different places. I think one of the bright spots that I have really seen in my home state in particular is that while this is an enormous challenge, it really often breaks open a conversation in a community, not just about what that immediate situation that they're facing looks like, which could be the challenge of drug addiction, but really some other underlying things that are at work in that community. Maybe it's lack of opportunity, lack of hope, not a clear vision for the future. And so when people can come to the table in this setting, and really then have a chance to plan for what the vision for what that future may look like, it really can become a catalyst for change. Some of the places that I have been here in Ohio, for example, I had an opportunity last year to go to the community of Portsmouth. And I think about that as a place that has absolutely been in the bullseye of this issue. But you go there and you see the life that is in the downtown. There are many old buildings there that have been renovated and used for infrastructure to help address this challenge. And while I don't think anybody wants it to be drugs that kicks off that conversation in a community, you look at the assets that that town now has, some of the workforce that has been developed to help address this challenge, and that's an opportunity for the future.
Yvonne, I reported on Farm Bureau as a farm broadcaster for 20 years, and I've worked here for 20 years, and I got to say I've never been any more proud of this organization. I mean, Farm Bureau is expected to work on the Farm Bill and line fence law and property rights and taxes, but our counties began it. The state has jumped on board. Farmers are owning this this issue here in Ohio.
They absolutely are, because it's been devastating to our rural communities. And so farming is about agricultural production, and Farm Bureau is about agricultural production, but it's about that larger wanting to, the good quality of life, wanting communities that we can be proud of and where our kids want to stay around. And so we really look towards what can we do as Farm Bureau? Where is our strong point? What's our assets? And so that has always been networking, bringing people together, recognizing that we can be a leader who can kind of change the thought in a community. So you've got things like judicial systems and treatment centers, and there's all those aspects, but where we really wanted to focus our energy is on prevention to begin with. And so Hope for Ohio was a program that we put together. It's been a very, very collaborative effort. We had a statewide bringing together of folks last year to sit down and say, okay, a lot of students, it's been very student-based, 4-H, FFA, we've been working with Extension and Prevention Action Alliance. What can you do to be trained to talk to your peers, to say this isn't the right path, to know yourself, some of those warning signs for your fellow peers, for your fellow students, and be like, wow, I think we've got a problem here. So it's students teaching themselves, teaching others, kind of that peer-to-peer outreach. Parents recognizing you think you have a really stable home and you think, oh, well, my child's untouchable. They're not. Teaching parents to learn about some of those signals and some of those signs that are right there in view about the fact that they may have a problem in their own home. So a lot of discussion of prevention, trying to take it from the beginning and take care of it. So we did one big session, and then now we're looking at 5 sessions around the state, taking it out to more of a local level, and we're going to be doing those here over the next 6 months.
And I might just throw in there right before the break that a lot of this had the genesis in Eastern Ohio. Several county farm bureaus made it their policy that they wanted to tackle this program, and it kind of lit a fire and has become a statewide effort, and as Secretary Hazlett told us, a national approach to the opioid crisis in rural America. We will be back to talk further with the Assistant Secretary, Dave Hall from Ohio Rural Development, Yvonne Lasisco from Farm Bureau. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Town Hall, Ohio, where we're discussing, among other things, the way communities can help improve their situation, whether the need is economic, social, or otherwise. The agency at USDA that handles much of that is rural development, and the person who's in charge is Ann Hazlett, assistant to the Secretary of USDA, our very special guest on Town Hall, Ohio, and in the Buckeye State. Dave Hall's the State Director for Rural Development. Yvonne Lasisco's our Vice President of Policy at Ohio Farm Bureau. Before we get off the one of the top of mind issues these days, Dave, the opioid crisis in rural areas. You, again, have been out around the state and have seen evidence that, A, we have a problem, and B, we've got some tools to start addressing it.
Yeah, you know, going into the segment, you know, the song Working Together, that's vital. As we know that, as I've traveled through the state, first I want to say the Ohio Farm Bureau's leadership has been very important process in the cause of awareness. Understanding the issue of, you know, people at one time I would say was ashamed of the issue, but now you're looking at saying we need help. We're seeing as I traveled and having these roundtable meetings, when you're discussing if it's a junior fair board member or I come from the FFA background, and you're talking, they're starting to talk, or they've been talking too. And how do we accept and how do we address being mentors? So you're having those stages of talk, but also of understanding that we have a group out there, many who are in the addiction process, and how do we give treatment? And so we are partnering with entities out there to say, how can we offer up treatment in our area? Because what I've heard in the past is in the meetings where we have nowhere to send our son or our daughter or our aunt or uncle to a treatment center, they're filled, and it's expensive. And then at the end, workforce, understanding the workforce, how do we have opportunities? In my neck of woods in Holmes County, we have the Mennonite community who are doing faith-based workforce treatment side. And so we have been monitoring that and understanding the opportunities we might be able to walk into that and say, maybe you need to put this a little bit bigger. How do you do that?
Well, let's return to some of the more traditional things that rural development does. Secretary Hazlett, One of the things that I think a lot of people will find interesting is rural housing and the role that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has in that. Talk to us a little bit about what USDA does to help improve rural housing.
Well, there's a longtime saying in the rural development space that we can build a community from the ground up. And when you look at all of the needs in a rural place, housing is, I think, a growing challenge that we have in many rural places, whether here in Ohio or, you know, other parts of the country. Our housing programs really are in two different buckets. We have some single family opportunities. Those tend to be long-term, low-interest loans that are available for a specific family. In addition to the single family, we have multifamily properties as well. Those often are small apartment complexes that we work directly with builders, again, to provide this resource for quality, affordable housing that is a growing challenge in rural areas.
I know in some other USDA programs, there's both direct lending and guaranteed programs. It's same with rural housing here.
There are.
Explain the difference.
There are. So in a direct loan, we are working directly with the borrower and, again, have that low interest, often long-term lending relationship. On the guaranteed side, the borrower would be working with a bank, and then we would work with the bank to ensure that loan is something that the bank is comfortable doing.
Are we doing a lot of the rural housing type programming in Ohio, Dave?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there we have a strong push. We've always been able to have a success stories in the past. I mean, we also in the housing part, we also have the other partners out there that work with us with Habitat for Humanity and the Community Housing Improvement Program, and also working on the rehab side. Rehab in communities where maybe you have an issue with your house or water issue, infrastructure issue, we have been coming to the table many times and addressing those issues.
So if we've got somebody listening that goes, wow, I didn't know USDA did that, I'd like to learn more. I'd like to talk to somebody. How do they connect with rural development, Dave, here in Ohio?
We have our website. You can go on our website. And one thing, when you do call, you're going to call me. I'm the first contact. So when you're calling, and I'm going to give you a phone number here. This is a office phone number, 614-255-2390.
Well, there's something you don't hear very often. a honcho in government handing out his personal phone number. Dave Hall heads up rural development in the state of Ohio. Yvonne Lasisco's on the policy team, runs the policy team for Ohio Farm Bureau. And we're very privileged to have as our special guest Ann Hazlett, assistant to the Secretary of USDA. We'll be back right after this.
Everybody knows me, and I know them, and I believe that's the way we were supposed to live. I wouldn't trade one single day here in small town USA. Give me a Sunday morning that's full of grace, a simple life, and I'll be okay here in small town USA.
One of the most important federal agencies in small town USA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and when it comes to developing those communities, Rural Development Agency at USDA. Its head is Ann Hazlett, assistant to the secretary. Dave Hall runs the programming here in Ohio. Yvonne Lasisco is with us from the Ohio Farm Bureau policy team. And we were talking a lot about the housing. Another big component of what USDA has done forever is in the utility space. Tell our listeners about that, please.
Well, again, infrastructure is a core priority. It's our core, one of our core competencies, if you will, at rural development. And in infrastructure in that utilities area, we have funding for water, for electric, and for telecom programs.
Give us an idea of some of the kind of projects that money might fund.
Well, we have an enormous opportunity right now in water in particular. We know how important water infrastructure is to public safety and quality of life in these communities, as well as economic opportunity. And We received some extra funding for 2018, which we, through leaders like Dave and our team here in Ohio, are working hand-in-hand with partners really to with communities to make a difference in their for the folks that are living there now, and we hope to have living there for generations to come. We're going to be leaving Columbus and traveling up to the Belmont area, where we're going to celebrate an enormous opportunity with a water and wastewater project that we know will impact many consumers in the area, as well as provide the foundation for some core economic possibilities that area is looking to attract.
Pretty sizable project, too.
It is.
Yvonne, one of the areas that, I read my Farm Bureau history book, and my grandpa used to tell me about it. They farmed before there was electricity in rural areas, and Farm Bureau was a big player in bringing electricity to rural America. You'd think in 2018, utility service wouldn't be a problem, but we've got some shortfalls that need to be addressed, and it's something that rural development is engaged in.
Absolutely. And probably what electricity was to our forefathers is what broadband is to our members now. I mean, it's such an important component. It's an important component to their way of life, because it's about their education, their kids' ability to get online, to do their assignments. It's about their health care. It's about being able to access doctors in urban areas. So it's about that overall quality of life, but then it's also so important to their actual production agriculture. We have farmers who every day are looking at markets into the future, who are downloading the data and needing to translate it out to all of those people who are part of their chain of being productive. You know, hey, fertilizer dealer, here's what I'm looking at. Here's my data from my farm. That transfer of those types of things are so important, and broadband is critical. But I will say that broadband aspect is important not just for the actual access to broadband, but the ability for it to be affordable and for it to be reliable. We are hearing again and again, okay, I'm finally getting it, but the price is astronomical. So the challenge continues even when our farmers finally see it in their areas.
So Dave, how are you going to fix that?
Well, again, it is a challenge. I mean, if you look at in Ohio, the terrain can be a challenge. But I see innovation also being a part of the process. We've been working with some of the industry here on some microwave technologies, you know, in terrains that the energy industries potentially is going to go in that area. But also it comes down to you're still going to need hardwire in areas. And we've been, reaching out. Actually, my first roundtable meeting was with the rural electrics, our co-ops, discussing, because we do have one in the state of Ohio who is in that area of the broadband. And discussing what can we do in the future to help with promoting broadband. You know, in some areas, when you talk about the last mile, I get a lot of leaders saying, "How about the first 35 first?" And that's where we have to do. And the challenges we have is how do we get it out there? I think the low hanging fruit has been picked on the broadband. Now it's our job in rural development to bring people together to fulfill the mission. It's just the challenge is not one entity is going to do it by itself.
The same story nationally, and that Dave conveyed from Ohio.
I see it in every state that I've traveled to. I think the differences become who are the players that are going to come to the table to help solve this challenge. And I will say that I'm very proud to see the leadership role that the Farm Bureau organizations have played in different states to bring people to the table and really, from an end user standpoint, such an important voice.
We will be back to wrap up our conversation with our very special guest, Ann Hazlett, Assistant to the Secretary at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Dave Hall from USDA here in Ohio, Yvonne Lasisco from the Ohio Farm Bureau. We'll be back to close things out in just a moment.
When you dream, dream big. As big as the ocean blue. When you dream, it might come true. But when you dream, dream big.
Rural prosperity, that seems to be the catchphrase that we're learning a lot about today as we talk to officials from the Rural Development Agency within the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Ann Hazlett is our guest. She's the assistant to the secretary at USDA. Dave Hall runs the programming in Ohio. Yvonne Lasisco with the Ohio Farm Bureau. Before we close out the show, I feel obliged, Ann. I've got a high-level Trump administration official sitting at the microphone. I can't avoid asking the question. As you know, farmers are very intently tuned in to this whole trade dispute with China and with other nations around the world. They're wondering how soon we can get these things repaired. As you talk with farmers, I know it's not the specialty area that you work in, but as you talk to farmers, what's your message to them in terms of how soon we're going to be able to get these things fixed, what we should be thinking about in rural America?
Well, Secretary Perdue absolutely understands the importance of trade to the farm economy. And then importantly, as we look at how the farm economy is such an important part of the rural economy, he understands the importance of trade to the rural economy. And so the proposal that USDA is moving forward and implementing is really a short-term bridge to a longer-term solution of trade with some of these countries. In particular, this three-piece stool, if you will, has a direct payment component, looking at purchasing of some of the surplus commodities, and then importantly, market development opportunities for new trade.
Certainly, our members are reminding us, Yvonne, they expect us knocking on doors in D.C. and sharing the message.
You know, and it is. It's important because I think some people might look at it and be like, oh, the farmers are being affected and they're the ones who are getting retaliatory tariffs. But when we look at that larger picture of what's going on with rural development, if farmers are feeling insecurity in their market, they're not going into town and buying the new car. That insecurity, that lack of knowledge of what my future holds has really negative repercussions throughout the entire rural economy. And so it's bigger than just, oh, it wasn't me. It's okay. It was just farmers and I can walk away. Everyone's going to be affected.
So, Ann, as we wrap up, I'll give you just a quick thought. You've obviously spent now, well, close to 2 years running around the country on behalf of the Department of Agriculture. What are some of the takeaways you're going to remember from the people you've met and the stories you've heard?
I think the biggest takeaway I have is that while rural America has been the heritage of our country, I really also see that it is the promise of our future. These remain places that are filled with folks that have strong work ethics. We have bountiful natural resources, and with infrastructure, with partnerships, and with innovation, there's nothing that we can't accomplish together.
Do you get home to Indiana very often?
I do.
We were chatting before, and I don't know that we've ever done this, but here's a quick shout-out, a personal shout-out to a friend of ours, Dave Russell. He listens to the show a lot, and you're smiling. You're a friend of Dave's too, huh?
I am. I've known Dave for many years, and I'm actually going to have a chance to take in the very last 2 days of our state fair after I leave here, and I hope maybe I'll run into Dave, maybe eating a corn dog somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I know Dave. He'll be looking for the corn dog and probably the elephant ears too. So, Dave, thank you for joining us too. Maybe the same question for you. You've been involved in state government and agriculture for pretty much all of your career, but you're in a different role now. What's a quick takeaway that you've learned from touring as the head of rural development?
Well, first, I still live in rural Ohio. I lay down my head down every night in Holmes County, so I still have the access of hearing from the locals early morning before I head down to Columbus. But just to take on it, there, you're seeing as we're getting out there in rural Ohio is you're giving them hope, and you're seeing that sparkle that's back in the eyes of people. I see that on our housing side. I'm seeing it in all areas. As we're here, we're going to partner with you. If we can't partner with you, we're going to walk you through the process. I'm seeing a lot of hope out there and a lot of opportunities for rural development in my area to kind of be the leader.
Dave Hall heads up rural development for the state of Ohio, a USDA agency. Yvonne, thanks for coming in. I haven't scared you off. You'll come back sometime again.
I'll come back again soon.
Excellent. Yvonne Lasisco is our Vice President, Public Policy for the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. Ann Hazlett, thank you for coming in. We hope you'll return to Ohio
thank
soon.
Thank you for having me.
Ann is the Assistant to the Secretary in charge of Rural Development for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Great to have you in the studio with us today. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. And we'll try to be back at the same time next weekend here on Town Hall Ohio.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio.